Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from WEEI out in Boston, Rob Bradford. Rob, yesterday the Brewers signed Boston legend Brock Holt. I know he's been a huge fan favorite, a cult hero. Man, on Twitter, it seemed like you guys didn't take that one too well.
No, man, and it's not only Brock Holt, but it's his son Griff. I mean, his son Griff is a star, an Instagram star. So, yeah, Brock did a lot of things. I mean, we're not even talking about on the field. We're talking about stuff at charity. We're talking about stuff in the clubhouse. We're talking about stuff on social media, which in this world of baseball, guys, like, it's nice to have a personality because there aren't nearly as many personalities
right
that we see. So yeah, he's a good one.
We continue to talk about that, actually. Major League Baseball just doesn't do a very good job at marketing their players. The only question I have is, at just 31 years old and the fact that he could play all over the place, why do you think he's still available here in February? Is it just because that's how baseball is right now? He's a utility player. Why do you think he was still available? Why didn't the Red Sox make a move?
I think that when Heim Bloom was hired here, I looked at Brock Holt and said, I don't think he's coming back. And the reason is because Brock isn't the type of guy who's going to wow you with a lot of analytics. He's not going to jump off the page in that regard. And they're going to probably find someone like they feel like they did in the Jose Peraza, a guy who started for the Reds, and say, hey, you know what? We think this guy is cheaper. We think he's going to be better, and we're projecting it. And there's a sense of discounting, like all the things that we were just talking about at the beginning. And, you know, that's unfortunate. I remember going through the playoffs, and Brock Holt was on fire. Remember, you know, he had these huge games at Yankee Stadium, and yet they were still rolling out Ian Kinsler, who couldn't hit anything. But they kept saying, oh, listen, Ian Kinsler's a much better defender. I get it, but the eye test to me, I want Brock Holt out there. And I think that sort of thing probably hurt his free agency.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. I just think that's a good pickup, and I'm just, you know, I was surprised, like, you know, he was an ass back by the Red Sox with their cross-cutting moves and all that, but I just like the fact that this guy's going to play a bunch of different positions. I know he played a lot of second base with Pedroia out last year with the Red Sox, but he's one of these guys who's, it looks like to be a steady player, doesn't go through prolonged slumps, and if you need a guy at a particular position, whether it's a corner outfielder spot or anywhere around the infield, he's going to fill that void for you.
Yeah, and he's going to do it pretty well. I mean, we can't discount that. He's become a much better hitter than he used to be. When you talk about going out to all these positions, I remember seeing him in Detroit the first time that they need him to play left field. Now, he never played there. He goes out and makes this diving catch. Wherever you put him, he's going to be able to play there and play there pretty well, so you aren't feeling too bad about it. The biggest thing with Brock, honestly, is just staying healthy. I mean, you can go look at his games played and see, like, there's been a lot of health issues and that he's had to overcome. And that's going forward, that's going to be the biggest question. And you ask why the Red Sox didn't sign him. I mean, that's another part of it. If this was a guy who didn't deal with all these health issues and you knew exactly what you were going to get going forward, maybe it'd be a different conversation. But, you know, I think that's the biggest obstacle that he has going forward.
Talking right now with Rob Bradford. You can find his work at WEEI.com, our sister station out in Boston. Now, he was never an everyday player, but he had some great moments in Boston. He hits for the cycle twice. I'll never forget when he does it against the Yankees because, I mean, we all have American League teams we root for. Obviously, we're Brewer fans, you know, in the National League. But I've always been a Boston guy, and anybody that whoops up on the Yankees or hits for the cycle against the Yankees, I'm rooting for that guy. You talked about how great of a guy he is off the field. I know he does a lot of charity. He's been a captain. How's he viewed by his teammates? You know, this is probably going to be a pretty big loss in an offseason where you've already lost Mookie Betts, who spent 9 years with the organization. What do his teammates think? I know you probably haven't been able to talk to most of them, but the writing was kind of on the wall. They weren't bringing him back.
Yeah, no, I mean, this morning I talked to Bogarts. I talked to Andrew Benintendi, who was probably his best friend on the team. And, you know, they knew this was coming. They knew this day was coming. But really the presence that he has in the clubhouse is one where he just loosens everybody up. He's a very real personality. And like I said, in this day and age of baseball, having covered it for a while, the biggest change I've seen over the last couple of years is how guarded these guys are. Mm-hmm. They're more about their brands. They're more about, hey, you know, I can't say anything interesting. Like, Brock is just out there. And you know, couple that with what he does on social media. But I do think that for a teammate, he's a great guy to have. And we see this a lot, where you have a guy who isn't necessarily being expected every single day to be relied on the field, but you need that glue guy. You need that guy in the clubhouse. And listen, I know that he doesn't know a lot of those guys over there, but I do feel like he has a sort of personality where you can drop him into a clubhouse, and he's going to be the same way he was with the Red Sox.
Yeah, and the Brewers have always had good guys like that, clubhouse guys. And, you know, obviously, you need guys who are going to be able to be run producers and get on base and field their position. But, you know, you can never use enough good clubhouse guys. And I think that's worth a couple of wins, too.
Yeah, and I honestly, like, I think that that's something that maybe isn't accounted for enough in the state and age of baseball. And we're going to find that out with the Red Sox. Real honest, the Red Sox are the best test case in regards to that, because you lost Rick Porcello, who had a terrible year, but he was undeniably a leader in that clubhouse. You lost a Brock Holt in that clubhouse, and you replace him like with a Martin Perez, or you replace him with a Jose Peraza. Yeah, you know, we can think they are going to be better. We can project them to be better, but how much do you incorporate the other stuff? And that's I think across baseball maybe isn't being valued enough. And I, for the length of a baseball season, I think it absolutely should be.
Right. We're talking with Rob Bradford. You can find his work with WEEI in Boston. Covers the Red Sox. Great writer over there. You know, it's been an offseason where you guys, you lose Mookie Betts, one of the best players in all of baseball, we got to be honest there. You have some bad contracts left over. You know, not to say Chris Sale isn't a dominant pitcher or J.D. Martinez, but you look at it, there's a lot of money on the books. What's the plan for the Red Sox right now? Are they still trying to contend this year? Is this going to be a full rebuild? What do you think the next couple of years are going to look like in Boston?
You know, I think the perception throughout the Red Sox world, or through the fandom, is that, oh, you know what, it's going to be a rebuilding year. There's no way they can contend with the Yankees. Mm-hmm. But I think if you ask the Red Sox, they think that they can at least get into playoffs. And you know what? If you have a payroll of $200 million, you should be thinking that way. I don't care, you know, who you lost or whatever. Like, you have that payroll. If you aren't thinking that you have a chance in the playoffs, then you're doing something dramatically wrong. And I for the Red Sox, I think it's pretty simple. If you can get Chris Sale and Nathan Eovaldi and Eduardo Rodriguez and maybe Martin Perez going, especially Chris Sale and Eovaldi, then you'll have a chance, because they have a good lineup. They have as good a lineup as anybody. But you have to get that. You have to get those starting pitching. And you know, that can go a bunch of different ways. There is so much uncertainty with those guys. But I think the thing that I think is certain is that this team is going to sink or swim with those guys.
Right, exactly. Real quick, Rob, before we let you go, Brock Holt, give me a projection. What could we expect, maybe a type of season here in Milwaukee?
I project 10 Instagram posts in the first 2 months with his son involved.
Nice.
Yes, he's Griff's the star. I do project, you know, I would say this, is that I think that he can have an OPS of high 700s. He can hit, you know, close to 300. He can, you know, like I said, he can play five different positions. The biggest thing is that sort of tempers any projection I would have is that he's just been hurt a lot.
The shoulder injury last year, right? Was that what was bothering him?
There's been a bunch of stuff. There's been, I think it was vertigo. Yeah. There's been concussion. There's been, you know, eyesight issues. There's been, you know, a bunch of stuff. And it got really dicey there for a while. He's missed a lot of time. But last year when he played, like, he had one of his best offensive years. So I think that if he stays on the field, that'll continue.
Rob, thanks a lot for giving us some time, man. Take it easy. Best of luck this year to the Red Sox.
All right, guys. Good talking with you. I'll talk to you later.
Great stuff right there from Rob Bradford. You could find his work, WEEI.com, our sister station out in Boston. Once again, Rob Bradford, he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.